Hey guys, what the heck is up? Welcome. Hey, I'm Bennett.
I'm Raven.
We're in the morning on 96.5. If you ever listen to 96.5 TDY, that is us. All right, give a warm Philadelphia welcome to our dear friend, Louis Tomlinson. Good to see you.
It's very good to see you.
Thanks for having me. Hello, everyone. You all right?
Yeah. It's been a minute. You were in that chair just a couple of years ago. We were doing this whole album listening party, and here we go, part two.
And now I'm back. Yeah.
Yes.
Look at that.
You look great. Everything good with you?
Yeah, all good. All good. Really good. Just pretty fucking tired at the moment.
I bet. You're not busy at all.
No, you have
nothing going on.
No.
Well, thank you so much for making time for us and for your wonderful fans here. We have a lot to listen to, a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Bigger Than Me is on the radio right now. We liking that?
Yeah!
The first real taste of this new project and this song, for lack of a better word, is big. The hook is enormous. You sound fantastic on this.
Thank you.
And it was really a nice example of what we're going to expect on this new project. Why that single to lead off this new album?
I think even once fans hear the full album, I think they'll understand there wasn't another song on this record that kind of carries the same level of like ambition. It's got that massive soaring chorus. I didn't really have another one of these on the first album, so it kind of decided itself. It feels like the right first look, and yeah, I'm really proud of it, and the reaction's been amazing, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. The song is huge. The one thing
He's
I've noticed...
on the run over there.
Yeah.
Respect you, though, lad. Nice one.
Change seems to be a common thread within the album, as I noticed, between Bigger Than Me and Saturdays, which we both thought was a standout track on that.
Which you'll hear
nice
today.
One.
You're going to hear Saturdays, too. Yeah, spoiler alert.
I love that tune. Nice one.
It's very good.
Yeah, so what change are you speaking of, and what was your overall mindset when you're putting together this album?
Yeah, it was one of the key words that kept coming up conceptually was change and changes and choices for whatever reason. I think I've got to that age in my life where, you know, there is a lot of change happening around me. And also, I think, you know, there's across a few of the songs on the record, there is like an element of nostalgia as well, which is obviously also related to change. So kind of just happened naturally, really.
Now, Walls was a bit darker, right? And this album, it appears to be a little more lighter, a little more melodic. Was that also something that happened organically or something that you really wanted to put forth in this project?
A mixture of the two, I'd say. It was definitely a decision. I felt the weight of the first record, the first album. Again, I'm really proud of it, but I wanted to break free from that with this album and just create something that felt like hopeful and exciting.
You definitely achieved that for sure, and you're going to hear a small taste of that as well in a few minutes. Was there a song that stood out to you that was very personal that you could not wait to hear, you know, have your fans hear?
I keep going back to a song I've got called Silver Tongues, and this whole record was written in mind, with the live show in mind, and I've got a sneaky suspicion that could be the best tune live, so I'm excited to perform that.
You've been performing a lot.
A lot, man.
88 shows? Did we get a tally? 88?
You were just in Philly back in February.
Yeah. Anyone there at the show? Yeah, I figured as much. Yeah, so you're still standing, or you're sitting currently, but that was a good run, right?
Oh, honestly, unbelievable. It's definitely my favorite part of the job by a mile. It's the moment that you get to watch the songs come to life, and you see how important it is to the people who come to the show, so... It's just been an absolutely unbelievable year. And the tour, you know, is just, I waited for it for so long and it gave me everything and more that I wanted, definitely.
Yeah, I can imagine being a performer, and a great performer as you are, and not having that ability to perform just the way the world was with COVID. You had to sit on the sidelines for 2 years. How do you replace that love and that energy and that connection you have with your fans? Were you just driving yourself mad inside?
Little bit. I mean, the first half of lockdown, I wasn't very creative, really. In the second half, I really started thinking about the next record. But the fact that we all had to wait, me and the fans, for those live moments, it just made the whole of this year feel extra special. And that was definitely amazing.
So we have some of your questions that you submitted via Twitter.
Yes, thank you for
doing that. @96.5TDY.
Yeah, so here's a couple. If you had to describe faith in the future in one word, what would it be?
Ooh. Oh, it's cliche, but I'd say me.
Ah, I love that.
Oh.
I really like that. That's awesome. This is fun. What are your favorite shoes to rock right now?
I don't really have a... Let's go with these.
Classics. This is a good one because Faith in the Future comes out on 11/11, and this person wants to know, did you choose the album release date for any special reason?
I'd love to say yeah, but no. It just worked out like that. The schedule made sense, yeah.
It's a great date. And this one, what's your favorite way to relax on a day off during tour?
Depends, really. Depends how busy I've been. I'm a big advocate of doing absolutely nothing on my days off, to be fair.
Yes.
If not, something social with the lads, with the band, probably. Go for some drinks somewhere, watch some football, normal stuff.
Okay, speaking of football, if you could play a one-on-one football match with any artist, who would it be?
Someone who's shit, so I'd definitely win.
That's awesome. Well, Louis, we are so excited for your album to come out. I know you guys are probably so eager to hear the rest of the tracks on the album. These ones are so good. You already have early favorites. So just thank you so much for sharing that with us today. I know that's really like putting your heart out on your sleeve. Everyone's so close and intimate and just hearing all your music. So we really appreciate you stopping by.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Definitely.
Aww.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.